CTU degree programs are doctrinally sound, theologically conservative, and financially affordable. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today to enroll now. Leave your contact info for someone to reach out to you today. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will be glad you did. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue today. Should America strike Iran? We've done that. Did we do something wrong? Is it correct? Was it the right decision by President Trump? And secondly, I'm talking about the alignment of nations. I have said this many, many, many times down through the years on this broadcast. As we view things taking place locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and globally, we need to do so. We need to view it through the prism of the Word of God, the Scripture. What does the Bible say? And as I've repeated many, many times, God's Word tells us what has happened, what is happening, what shall happen, and in that order. And as we see what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that God's Word has already said that it would take place. We know, according to the Scripture in Zechariah the 12th chapter, that all nations, at a point in time, all nations will come against the nation of Israel. In Zechariah the 12th chapter, verse 2 and following, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people found round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it." Ladies and gentlemen, we've not reached that precise point, theologically, eschatologically, chronologically speaking. But we're on the fast track for it. As I've said many, many times, we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, God placing the chessmen on the chessboard of eschatology, and the curtain is about to go up. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, we need to watch God's prophetic clock. Israel is God's prophetic clock. It's the hour hand, and the minute hand is on Jerusalem. As we witness what is taking place in Israel, we understand what God is doing on a global, national, international basis. And ladies and gentlemen, when I look at articles like this, here's how the strikes on Iran unfolded. Military planners dubbed a military strike against Iran's nuclear facilities Operation Midnight Hammer. Midnight Hammer. The article reads, "The U.S. strike on 3 Iranian nuclear plants overnight on June 21st, 22nd, followed a highly intricate plan that entailed more than 125 U.S. aircraft and warships and layers of deception," Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said during a Pentagon News briefing. Hegseth said the preparation for the mission, dubbed Operation Midnight Hammer, took place over the course of weeks and months so that we could be ready when the President of the United States called on us. The U.S. Air Force B-2 Spirit stealth bombers carried 30,000-pound bunker-busting bombs, and it goes on with the detail of what they were able to accomplish and what they did in doing so. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that God's Word is going to be fulfilled. Now, understand that I recognize there are those out there that refuse to recognize and embrace the Word of God. In fact, most of those on the left, the loose likes lost liberals, the Marxist media, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, they have no interest in what God's Word says. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it's time that we as a nation wake up and realize that God is on the throne, that God is bringing together the nations that fulfill His word in the prophetic text. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that our strong, well-equipped, brave military men carried out with precision the strikes on three of the nuclear plants and the preparation for nuclear weapons in the nation of Iran. The full picture of the condition that I see today, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Let me just do a little oversight. We're witnessing federal judges usurping the authority of President Trump. We see the pro-Islamic jihadist, anti-American demonstrations threatening our constitutional republic. We see the Democrats seemingly better recognize as anti-American, the socialist anti-American Democratic Party, are quickly going to the defense, ladies and gentlemen, of our nation's enemies, Iran, Islam, and all of the anti-Trump factions. Ladies and gentlemen, how should we respond to that as Christians? How should we respond? I'm looking to a headline that says, Turkey airs their deep concern as Saudi Arabia and Russia condemn the U.S. strikes on Iran. Iran-backed proxies, including Hamas and the Houthis, condemned the attack, with Yemeni military saying retaliation is only a matter of time. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, will Iran really retaliate? What kind of retaliation can we expect? What will take place in relationship to the days before us? As I read earlier when one of our callers was on the line, I have an article that is not frightening, but it is deeply concerning, listing each of the nations, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, all of the Iranian proxies, Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Oman, ladies and gentlemen, there are others, Lebanon, Russia, Pakistan, international organizations. Seemingly all of them have been, that perhaps some have been silent. Now, standing up and coming against, speaking against, flexing their muscles, if you please, against the United States of America and Israel for what's been done. I think that in the future, listen, just a young blood footnote, I believe that President Donald J. Trump will go down in the annals of history as being the greatest president for the United States of America in U.S. history. Now, you might counter that. You might disagree with that. That's your prerogative. But I believe that's where we stand today. And I believe God has divinely intervened, putting him in that position. We see things happening today that you've not seen before. Right now, Pete Hegseth, that heads up Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth is having prayer meetings in his office. Open invitation, not a forced thing, but praying prayers in Jesus' name. Praying to King Jesus. We've never heard of that through any other leadership. Certainly not with Biden. Certainly not with Clinton. Certainly not with Obama. But we're seeing things where it points us back as a nation to the Lord Jesus Christ and his ruling and reigning on his throne. I believe it's time that we realize that what we see taking place today is nothing short of a divine intervention of God into the affairs of America. Looking at headline, U.S. intervenes in Israel-Iran war. Using a U.S. bombing of three Iranian nuclear sites inflicted extreme severe damage, according to the Pentagon. This article then breaks it down. The United States has joined Israel's attack on Iran by striking three nuclear sites as of June 21st. Stealth bombers dropped over six bunker-busting bombs on these uranium enrichment facilities. Ladies and gentlemen, the three facilities, each B-2 carried at least two. Each of the bunker-busting bombs weighing about 30,000 pounds. They would drop one. It would open the ground, and within 10 seconds, the second one is dropped that goes into the opening that's already been made by the first bomb as it dropped. That was done. Took six of them. One article, don't know where the number came from, said between 12 and 14. Now, I don't know that, but according to this article, it says at least six were dropped. And this article states, Trump vowed far greater attacks if Iran doesn't make peace. Responding to the strikes, Iran's foreign minister said, the United States is fully responsible for the consequences of the attack. So my question is, and DHS has already issued a heightened alert across America for the retaliation that may take place from within. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that would have been impossible 10, 20, 30 years ago. But it's possible today because of Joe Biden allowing some 20 to 25 million foreign illegal invaders to come into America, and a large portion of those being none less than those that are sympathetic with Iran, those that are sympathetic with Russia, those that are sympathetic with all of our enemies. So I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand this didn't just happen overnight. This is not just happenstance. I believe it's the alignment of nations that God talks about in God's Word for the last of the last days, and we're entering those last days. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, my recommendation is that we need to look up and listen up. I tell people many times, we need to stop looking for signs and listening for the sound, because when the trumpet sounds, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, the Christians, be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, and what is called the rapture. We should be excited to see the hand of God at work. I believe Greg is on the line. Greg, go over to your question or comment, please.
I'm excited about what's next, and also concerned for friends, neighbors, family that don't know the Lord. I'm bothered by, you know, domestically, our domestic politics. We have leftist Democrat mayors and governors across the United States that don't seem to ever side with America. They don't seem to ever side with the American people. They don't seem to ever side with the Constitution. They don't seem to ever side with good people. It's let's support the invaders. Let's support the MS-13, you know, member that's down in El Salvador that I guess made it back up to the United States, and now it looks like he's going to get, you know, released by the judge on what do they call that? You pay a bond and get released. That's ridiculous. But, you know, on a much broader basis, you have leftist Democrats all the time that would like for American citizens, good people, to give up their right to keep and bear arms. You know, that right to keep and bear arms is not given to us. It is a God-given right that's acknowledged by the Second Amendment. And
that's right.
The Second Amendment does not give us the right. It prohibits the government from touching that right. And somehow or another, they're not on board with that. I mean, that is, according to that Second Amendment, it's necessary to the security of a free state. Do you hear me, folks? Necessary to the security of a free state. That's why it's acknowledged, and it's untouchable. And the leftists would like to absolutely decimate that. They'd like to decimate your First Amendment rights to free speech. They use the FBI to pay places like Facebook to shut you down, to mute you, because they did mute me. They punished me over 50 times during COVID. Over 50 times I was muted, and to me, that's a absolutely direct violation of my First Amendment rights. Here's the interesting thing, though. They side against us in areas like that, and then they side with Iran. Iran has been the number one state sponsor of terrorism since 1979. Okay?
That's right.
They took hostages in 79, held them for over 400 days. They've attacked us over and over and over, either directly or through their proxies, Hamas, the Houthis, the Hezbollah. They have over and over and over taken at least 100 servicemen's lives and maimed many, 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 many more. Here we are. they, in 1970, signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. That's an international treaty signed by 191 nations. They signed it by attempting to build nuclear. You have all these people, leftists today, why can't they build nuclear weapons? Because they signed a treaty, and because they are also the number one state sponsor of terrorism, and because they have also said death to America and death to Israel for the past 40 years. That's why they can't have nuclear weapons. So somehow or another, leftists are okay with a radical regime having absolutely world-destroying, cataclysmic potential consequences. That's okay, but you can't have your 9mm to protect you and your family. There's something wrong, folks. There's something drastically wrong with liberal leftist Democrats in America. We've got problems.
Greg, I've got a question. With what you're saying is exactly right. And we see that fomenting in Washington today. We have multitudes on the left, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party members, that's saying, along with they're following AOC and Bernie Sanders, that we need to impeach President Trump. Now I realize that we have the document that was signed, I believe, in, under the Bill Clinton administration, if I'm not mistaken. It's the War Powers Act. It was Clinton. War Powers Act that ties the president's hands. Speak to that, if you will, for a moment. Does that take precedence over the Constitution?
Oh,
or does the Constitution take precedence over that? And is Trump in danger of being impeached?
Well, they can file all they want to. It won't go anywhere right now. However, just their the premise, the idea is that they would or should or could file such a thing is ridiculous, with history, near history, being looked into, considered. Understand Barack Obama, as much as he did a lot of crazy stuff, you know, he deported a whole bunch of people that the leftists never were concerned about. I mean, he deported millions, and the leftists never said a single word. Donald Trump's deported a few hundred thousand, and they're losing their ever-loving minds. Barack Obama dropped some 27,000 bombs on ISIS. By the way, he was still playing patty cake with them. Understand, when Donald Trump came into office, he asked the military folks, what do you need to eradicate ISIS? They gave the answer, and he said, go do it. He didn't play patty cake with them. He dealt with them. Understand, ISIS was an ever-expanding threat under Barack Obama, even though he dropped 27,000 bombs on them. Now, hold on a second. Dropping 27,000 bombs on ISIS, no problem. Leftists didn't say a single blessed word. Dropping bombs not on population centers, not on citizens, but on nuclear weapons facilities in order to eradicate the threat, an ongoing, imminent threat to the American people and to the state of Israel. That somehow or another is a problem. And it, by the way, it's a direct response to their violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as well as the ongoing threat, imminent danger. Clear and present danger. Y'all heard that term, right? Clear and present danger. It was a clear and present danger. And for those of you that, you know, they were always right on the brink. For the past decade, they've been right on the brink. They have knowledge of things today that were going on in Iran. The IAEA had already put on notice, hey, we've got a violation here. Why? Because they had a 2,500-acre facility that they kept quiet. You think maybe they were up to no good? Tell me, if you think for a moment they were building nuclear power plants, but they buried their stuff hundreds and hundreds of feet down in a mountain? Explain that one to me, folks.
Absolutely.
You do nuclear weapons research and testing when you're down that deep in the ground.
Absolutely. Greg, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, I am grateful that you are speaking about this and that you always speak about the truth. And just wanted to say that, reiterate that it was absolutely necessary for what President Trump did because of the threats that you're speaking about. When they chant death to America, they mean it.
That's right.
And if we allowed the nuclear weapons to continue to be built, they would do it without hesitation.
You're exactly right. And it's one of the things now, and I'll say this, and it probably will raise the ire of multitudes today. I believe we've half-baked the cake. I believe those things were necessary, but I believe that the Ayatollah should have been taken out. You've got to take the head of the snake out in order to kill the mm-hmm. snake. And I believe that still is the next step that's on Trump's agenda. If I could be totally wrong, but I believe that is going to be necessary. He's talking about change of regime, change of headship, et cetera, et cetera. I believe that's going to be necessary. The people of Iran, generally speaking, as I've studied it, are good people. They want to have some type of normalcy of lifestyle and living, and not with the ruthlessness of the Ayatollah and those in that army that holds his hands up. So, Lisa, it demands our prayer, our constant vigilance, and asking God to intervene and protect President Trump and give him wisdom and to protect him against the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party that's out to undermine and destroy the safety and security of America by trying to destroy President Trump. Lisa, thank you so much for your call and your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe is vital for every Christian, conservative, and patriot to understand. The question is, should America strike Iran? And that is the answer, I believe, unequivocally yes. But secondly to that, are we watching the alignment of nations? I believe we are. We have Greg on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg is one of our four sons, lives up and resides and ministers up in the northeast tip of Tennessee, better known as the southern tip of heaven. Greg, thank you for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us today. I'm looking at an article, Greg says, Iran makes suicide bombing threat to block the Strait of Hormuz and U.S. if U.S. enters the war, Hormuz. Explain where that is located, why that's important, and if they do that, what should be our response?
Well, you know, what's very interesting is the damage, as much as it will damage us, if they're able to shut off the Strait of Hormuz, it will shut off oil flow, oil tankers, and other goods, mostly oil, out of that part of the world. We could see a spike in oil prices, and it could take us to $120, $130, $140, $150 or more per barrel. And that'll have an international, you know, quashing effect on economies. Do you know who it hurts the most? It hurts China the most. So I'll tell you what, as much as China may be trying to support and Russia may be trying to support Iran, This will be the snake that comes around and bites them in the rear end. It will hurt us. It will damage our economy. It will sting. It will hurt the entire world. But it will hurt China. And, you know, I have this question, this nagging question. What did China drop off last week? Flying in those cargo planes into Iran. What did they drop off? You know, some have speculated that they may have dropped off something nuclear or something missile, you know, some missile system. Whatever they dropped off, you wonder if that will inure to their benefit or will it expand the conflict. But understand, China is a nuclear nation. Russia's a nuclear nation, and they're in bed with, in league with Iran. That nuclear non-proliferation treaty prohibits the transfer of nuclear materials to non-nuclear nations so as to prevent the expansion of nuclear arms within both the region as well as the world. We recognize how dangerous these weapon systems are. They say if we were to blow them all up at once, we could blow up the planet over and over and over and over and over. That's how dangerous these things are. And as much as I know you think Iran may have had the weapon, I'm inclined to believe they didn't have the weapon. Or maybe they had the weapon but not the delivery system.
That's it.
I don't think they had the weapon and the delivery system because there wasn't a gigantic mushroom cloud over Israel. Because 5 minutes after Iran has it, the Ayatollah and the nut bars along that line will use it. And that's mm-hmm. why they can't have it. We've responded the right way. Now it's going to be interesting with that. If that Strait of Hormuz is blocked, if it's mined, if it's in any way encumbered, we have the detriment of the reduction in oil flow and the expansion of all things energy. The pricing will soar. That'll have to be something we have Navy ships that are escorting. They say as of last Friday, Saturday, insurance rates for carriers, for tankers, insurance companies like, you know, Lloyd's of London and otherwise, they insure these loads. Well, the rates went through the roof. So we'll have to tamp that down, and hopefully we'll see some of these European nations realize how serious this matter is and join in the effort. But I still believe, biblically, as believers, we can look at this as potentially being that amalgamation of nations that will come against Israel in that battle of Gog and Magog. I sincerely believe that's where we're headed. There may be a pause, there may be a delay, but I still think in the days, weeks, months ahead, we will see clarity. We'll not know the day nor the hour, but we'll certainly know the season. And it looks like, folks, it's that season.
Absolutely. So, Greg, one of the questions is, if that is the case, how should Christians respond? What should we do? If we see these things taking place, and you mentioned it in an article that I read, said that gas prices, oil prices could jump by 50% overnight. That means at the pump we'd be spending $3.50 to $5.50, $6 a gallon for gas. Wouldn't it be possible that most Americans would blame Trump, that, look, Trump caused this, Trump's gotten into my wallet, rather than recognizing it through the prism of the Word of God and what does God's Word tell us in relationship to it? Should we, as Christians, blame the president for his attempt to protect us? And linked with that, for a closing point for you to make, is across America, we're watching demonstrations today that standing against America, against Trump, against Israel, and for the enemy. Those that do that, they are anarchists. Should there be some prosecutorial hammer that's used to correct that, to redirect that? How should that be handled, and how should Christians respond to all that we're seeing and hearing today?
No, I tell you what, if you're a U.S. citizen, you have that freedom of speech, and it's kind of like the court ruling that, you know, you can burn a flag as a matter of a freedom of speech. Interestingly, if you burn a Muslim flag or an LGBTQIAP plus minus divided by flag, you know, that'll stir the pot. If you burn a BLM flag, that's a problem, but burning an American flag, that's free speech. So, you know, they have a right to be stupid. They have a right to be but they don't have a right to burn things down. They don't have a right to destroy things. They don't have a right to loot businesses. They don't have a right to. But I will say, for those people just protesting, you have a right to protest, folks, and we have a right to make you famous. When you're standing against this country, I think we ought to make you famous for standing against this country and adhering to the enemy. Now, if you truly adhere and give aid and comfort to the enemy, that's treasonous. So just know, folks, there's a line that you can cross, and all of a sudden you can become an enemy of the state, enemy of the people. But Donald Trump did the right thing. Donald Trump narrowed the scope, narrowed the view, narrowed the focus. Things have changed this morning, though. From what I understand, there's been a strike on our embassy. I don't think we lost any lives, but there's been a strike, a hit on our embassy in Tel Aviv. Understand, folks, that is sovereign American soil.
Yes.
Things can change even tonight.
Absolutely.
But our duty as believers, it does not change. As the building of the wall of Nehemiah's day, you should be prepared to defend yourself, but be about the work, be about the focus, be about the direction that God would have you be about. Share with your friends and neighbors that they would come to know Christ, even in this late hour.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville.